is private.
Secretary?
Mm-hmm. And a woman who appears on the stage is an
actress.
Mm-hmm. Your nationality is
American.
Okay, and your race is
English.
Your race.
White.
Okay.
Aryan.
All right. And then the other race is the other race in the South, predominantly.
I'd say non-white. Black.
Well, okay. Would you say black or would you say another term?
They want to be called black, but I'd say Negro.
Mm-hmm. What was the polite term as you were growing up?
Negro. Mm-hmm. But they don't like that. I don't think they want to be called blacks.
Yeah. Do you know any derogatory names for black people?
Yeah, niggers.
Okay, anything else?
Butthead.
Mm. Do you know any derogatory names for white people that blacks might use?
Cracker.
Okay.
Redneck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call a child born of a racially mixed marriage?
Oh, I'd call them mulatto.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it was one with very light skin.
Hiya.
Ah, yes, good. How about white people who are not well off and who don't try to better themselves?
I call them
old white trash.
Yeah, trash.
Okay. Would you use the expression that Mrs. used?
Yeah, I think so. Poor white trash.
Okay. Would blacks call them the same thing?
I wouldn't be surprised, but I just can't recall it right now, but it certainly fits.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If, changing the subject again, if it were not quite midnight yet, you would say it's not quite midnight, but it's
close.
Or it's blank midnight. It's
near midnight.
Okay, that's fine. And if it was slippery outside, it was icy, you say, you'd better be careful. I was outside and I didn't quite fall, but I blank fell.
Slipped.
I blank fell.
Nearly fell.
Okay. And if somebody's waiting for you to get ready soon, and he says, will you be ready soon? You say, I'll be with you in
a minute.
All right. And if you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance, you might say, well,
how far is it?
Uh-huh. And if you're pointing to something nearby, you wanted me to turn around, you'd say to me,
look at that.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know how many times something happens, you'd say, how blank do you do that?
How often do you do that?
And if you wanted to agree with somebody, he says, I'm not going to do that. And and you would say, well, me blank, or blank am I.
Neither am I.
Mm-hmm. And these are parts of the body. What do you call this?
Brow.
Or?
Forehead.
All right. And
call it forehead in England.
Mm-hmm. And a man might grow a
beard.
And this is your
ear.
Which one?
Left ear.
And this is your
right ear.
And if somebody's mumbling, you say, take the gum out of your this old
mouth.
And he got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
And you wear a tie around your
neck.
This thing in the front of your throat is the what?
I call it Adam's apple.
Does the word goozle mean anything to you?
Yeah.
What's
I've
that?
Heard it. Goozle.
Is
down your goozle.
Is that the throat?
That's your throat.
Oh, okay. And you have the dentist look at your
teeth.
And he has to fill one
tooth.
And the flesh around the teeth.
Gum.
And you hold the baby bird in the
palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm. And you have one hand or two
hands.
And he doubled up both of his
fists.
And he shook his
fist.
And any place where you bend is a
elbow.
Any place, you know, like
joint.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of a man's body is
torso.
Or just the front part.
Chest.
Mm-hmm. And he has broad
shoulders.
And he has one, the whole thing.
Foot.
And two.
Feet.
And if you stumble in the dark, you might bruise your
shin.
And if you get down like this, you say you're down on your what?
Haunches.
Good. That's what I say, too. Did you ever hear hunkers for that?
Maybe, but not often.
What do you say you're doing when you get down
squatting.
Like that? Mm-hmm. Okay. And if somebody has been sick for a while, he's up and about now, but he still looks kind of
peaked.
Okay, yes. And what the opposite of that? He's really strong. He can lift heavy weights. You say he's big and
strong.
Is there another word for strong?
I'm sure there is. Probably dozen synonyms.
Would you use stout to mean strong?
Stout means strong, yes.
Would you ever?
It also means obese.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use stout to mean butter that's gotten bad?
No, I think it pertains to some kind of ale. Stout. Mm.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. That's in England, too, I think. Mm-hmm. So they have stout. What would you call a person who's very easy to get along with?
Easy going?
Mm-hmm. Good. How about a horse?